The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Kim joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're surprisingly good, actually.
We're good. Yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm actually a little bit more than upset with my husband right now.
Oh, a little bit more than upset.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. What did he do?
Well, he didn't hasn't done anything. But
why should that stop you from being upset with him?
My dishwasher had broken down. Our dishwasher had broken down. It's been broken down for some months now. And so supposedly we've been waiting to try to save up some money. But, you know, one thing or another, you know, the kids, they did whatever.
Yeah, no, I know all about
and
that.
So, yeah. So anyway, I went to his office yesterday, and I noticed there's like a money jar that's like has several $100 of money in it and loose change. And I pulled it out, and there's like maybe, I didn't really exactly count it, but, you know, at least $800 that I saw, and I was like, he wasn't there right then, but I was like, what the heck is going on? You say I can have a dishwasher, but you have all this money in your office right now?
Is this like a home office or his office at work?
It's a home office. It's right next to our garage, and I just never noticed it before. And
yeah, and he's got a big jar full of money in there?
Yes.
Huh.
Oh, what the heck is going on? It's like, you know, I just don't understand.
Okay.
That's weird.
What's your husband's name?
Cliff.
All right, let's call Cliff and find out what's going on. Hang on tight. Don't go
Thank
anywhere.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Kim. We're going to get you your dishwasher. Hang on.
Hello?
Cliff.
Yeah?
Dude, hey, what's up? Oh, hi. It's Mark Kay and Megan, Cliff. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Hey, Cliff.
All right. Why are you calling me?
We have your wife on the phone, too. Kim is here.
Hello, honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
She told us she found a lot of money in your office at home.
And
about
$800. Yeah, she wants to use it for a dishwasher. Is that cool if she takes some cash out of your drawer?
Kim, you called the radio?
Honey, you're not being truthful with me. It's like, what the heck is going on?
But wait, hold on. You called up a radio station to tell them about the dishwasher?
And the big jar of money she found in your office.
Well even worse. What are you calling the radio about our emergency money for?
You're not being honest with me.
Cliff, is it like an emergency fund? What, like in case something happens or something? You have a...
Yeah,
like you really need a pizza or something?
I mean, the way the world is right now, you need to keep some cash on hand. I mean, there's no guarantee that when you go to the bank in case of an emergency that they're actually going to have your money for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's like $500 maybe for a dishwasher, and you've got $2,000 maybe or
Wait, is
more.
It, how much money do you have in your drawers there?
I'm not gonna say. I mean, it's in the thousands, but like, it's just. I mean, it's not like life changing money, but it's enough to like get through an emergency,
like a zombie apocalypse.
Well, like, what are you worried about that you need to save that much, like in your house?
You just don't know.
Megan, you watch The Walking Dead. You know what's gonna. You know what's up.
You don't need money in the zombie apocalypse.
Cliff, hey, Cliff, Kim, hang tight one second. Don't go anywhere. We have some people on the line that want to comment. Should Cliff dip into his emergency zombie fund for a new dishwasher, or should his wife just suck it up and say, hey, you got a good husband who's taking care of you? 340-9595. WAP. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
My name is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, what'd you want to say?
I have a question and a comment. If they've been together, my question is, for how long? More than 5 years, I'd have got that jar and bought me a dishwasher, and he'd have found out when he got off work.
You'd have just not even asked him about it.
No, I already had a dishwasher when he came home. If
they've
been together more than 5 years, she has earned it.
She's earned. All right, we'll see. Thanks so much for calling me. Appreciate
funny.
It. India from the South Side, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, and you?
Oh, great, India. What'd you want to say?
So I just wanted to
just say, like, she needs to wash the dishes on her hand and be grateful that he's putting up money just in case of an emergency.
You think that she should just shut it up and wash those dishes by hand and let her man hoard that cash?
Exactly, because the dishwashers are not that great anyways. You have to wash them again anyways.
I mean, not if you get a really nice one.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have to wash my dishes twice. All right, hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Brittany from St. Augustine, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Good, how are you?
Great, Brittany. What'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I think, you know, I totally get where she's coming from, you know, but I just think they both need to understand, is it a need or a want? And then from there, establish if it's something they need, then maybe budget out the money from maybe the different paychecks, like if they could go without it. I think having cash on hand 100% is understandable. I think she needs to be a little bit more respectful. I don't think he needs to hide anything, but I think they both kind of need to have a conversation because I feel like they're both kind of miscommunicating. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of what it comes down to, is they need to establish more of a result instead of just, it sounds like, just nitpicking to me.
But I think it's like, to her, she needs that. To him, he doesn't.
Right.
You know, like, that's the problem, I feel like, with a lot of couples.
I mean, dishwasher,
like,
to me seems like a necessity.
Sure, no, I actually went through the same thing, not going to lie, because I had just had a baby and we did not have a dishwasher. Like, it was a big thing. And, you know, I think that we together worked out a plan, but I think having that conversation, yes, he doesn't think it's 100% a need at the time because we just had a baby.
Right.
But at the same sense, you know.
I would think that if you just had a baby, a dishwasher would definitely be a need.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been there, and yeah. I'm telling you, it's just respect him. And just if you respect him, he'll be a little bit more open to it. And then get what you want. Like, whenever you go pick, like, say, this is the one I want, see how much it costs, and work on a plan.
Yeah.
Don't just say, I need a dishwasher, because that, to me, just sounds like nagging, and he's going to shut off.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. 340-9595. What do you think? Should she get some of that cash for a dishwasher, or should she just let him keep hoarding it away for the upcoming failure of the massive banking system that apparently is on the... I don't know. I read that on the internet. Could be fake news. Jeff!
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you? What do you want to say?
I don't think he should touch the money. An emergency fund is an emergency fund. And I've always had a dishwasher in my house, and the only time it was turned on is when we built the house and turned it on to see if it worked. We do the dishes, you know, as we cook, we wash the pans off. We help each other, and, you know, we do the dishes when we're done. It's all done within, like, 5-10 minutes of time you eat. You're not coming back 30 minutes later or whatever time they run.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Not a lot of guys are like that, though.
Yeah,
so
really.
So that's nice that you do that.
I'll be honest, man. Thanks for calling. We run our dishwasher like twice a day.
I know.
You got four people in the house running around. Ain't nobody got time to wash dishes.
Right, I know.
Sometimes I don't even have time to, like, wait for them to dry. I'll be burning my hand. I'm like,
yeah, it's
ow,
so
ow.
Hot.
You know, I'm like, but I had got to get them out so I can put the new ones in.
Right, exactly.
340-9595. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. What's your opinion here?
Dude needs to learn how to hide his money a little bit better.
Yeah, I need to hide that stash a little bit better, huh?
Yeah, the dishwasher is definitely a want and not a need. I went through 3 kids and I've never needed a dishwasher.
What? Really?
But I'm telling you what, I'm the hoarder. I'm the one that used to hide the money, and when we had enough, we had a nice extravagant vacation.
Okay, so where's a better place to hide money other than, like, the desk drawer?
I will never tell.
Oh, I guess that would make sense. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
In the AC unit or something.
Michael from Mayport. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's your thoughts here?
Well, I mean, so if he ever wants to have a standing chance to not live in the dog pound, I think he probably needs to give her a little bit of money to get a dishwasher, because I know my wife wouldn't want to be doing dishes all the time if we had a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's a great point.
That's probably why she wants it so badly, is because he's not doing the freaking dishes. So she,
that's
like,
true.
Wants some help.
Every day.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you what, if he takes, like, he could get for $300, maybe $400, he could get a great dishwasher. She'd be quiet, and he could just, you know, keep hoarding his money away. She'd never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Very true.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate
it. Well, actually, now she kind of knows.
No, well, now she knows, yeah. So.
That he does it.
You know, right now she's going through every nook and cranny of that
house.
Yeah,
exactly.
Trying to find some cash. Well, Kim, look, a lot of people are saying your husband's actually, you know, a smart guy. He's just trying to take care of you. And You know, don't spend today what you may need tomorrow.
Oh, like I have this big allowance and everything. my God, we're both trying to provide for our house and our kids. And so, I mean, he's a big breadwinner. I mean, it's not like I don't see the apocalypse coming right now. So,
yeah, well, that's the thing about the apocalypse. You never really see it. It just kind of happens. Not really. All right. Well, Kim, maybe you could start your own like stash of money and spend it on, you know, the dishwasher and stuff like that.
Well, maybe I just will. I might just start buying some mac and cheese and feeding that to the kids and Cliff. So how about that, Cliff? Just mac and cheese for a couple of months so I can save up money to buy a new dishwasher.
I mean, I don't think we could just eat mac and cheese, but I think there are things that we could do.
Well, I mean, look, when the end of the world comes, you're going to be eating nothing but mac and cheese.
I love mac and cheese.
I know, really. Also, what's wrong with mac and cheese
you
all of a sudden?
You could make something worse.
Yeah, really. 340-9595. It's the Big A Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.